of the Earfluence Podcast, which is a podcast about podcasting from a podcast production company. I'm your host, Jason Gilligan, CEO of Earfluence, and with me as always is CC Huffman, Swiss Army knife, graphic designer, doer of all things at Earfluence. What's good, CC?
I got my COVID booster yesterday, so my body feels completely exhausted. I also did a really hard workout yesterday, so I feel like just my body and my mind are two separate things at the moment. But yeah, happy that I got it, excited for when this is over. But I think being outside is helping.
Yeah, so tell everybody where we're at today.
We are out at Union Square?
Yeah, Union Station. Union Square.
Yeah, to hang out at Raleigh Founded's outdoor office that's been out this week. And we've just been kind of out and about. We have been working a ton and not spending nearly as much time in the office as usual.
Yeah, and that's what we're gonna get to today is what exactly we're doing with being out and about and doing some live episodes. And so as Cece was mentioning, if you hear maybe a train going by.
Right, the bane of my existence, the train sound, yeah.
We are actually testing our new lavalier mics as well.
Yes.
And see how they do outside to see whether or not we can do live events outside with a lav mic. So this is a good test for that. And so speaking of live events, we just did a live event last week, which we'll get to, but I kind of want to back up even further.
Yes.
Because the first time you and I met was at a live event.
Yeah.
So that was it was downtown Raleigh. It was at the Merriman Wind House, and it was at a what they call the bridal showcase.
Yes.
And so it was for couples who were engaged to come in,
figure out who was going to come to their wedding and make it pretty. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And so my wife has a podcast, Weddings for Real, and we wanted to go around asking couples, what's the wedding planning process been like?
Right, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it was. And then what did you like from your vendors? What did you not like from your vendors? What could have been better? And there's a lot of different interviews, and we connected and I said, hey, would you be interested in helping us out? Right. Taking some social media pictures. And then I was like, hey, what about you taking the mic and actually interviewing some of these couples? Mm-hmm. And you're like, sure, whatever, let's do it.
Yeah.
And you were fantastic with it. And
thank
it
was you. Like,
and so that was probably, that was before you graduated, right?
Mm-hmm. That was like January, February of 2020.
Awesome.
It was very early on, yeah.
And then, of course, the pandemic happened. And then after you graduated, you came on board full time.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of live events.
No.
For the past 16, 18 months, something
unless
like that.
Unless they were online.
Unless they were online, which we did
which
a lot
we did
of.
A lot of those and have still done a ton of those in the last couple of weeks too. Like we were on two a week for like a good 3 weeks there, which was exhausting.
Yeah, that's true. And when Zoom was a novelty.
Yeah.
And we're doing a lot of live events there. Oh boy, how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
But now with things opening up, hopefully, you know, your booster shots are out there.
Yeah, I'm invincible. I don't know about you. You might be invincible. I am invincible completely.
So we're doing more live events now. And this came about, I was having a conversation with the team at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yes.
Yes. They're very particular about the ant, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Both of them.
So they sponsor the SAS Championship Executive Women's Day event at the SAS Championship Golf Outing.
Mm-hmm.
So in Cary, North Carolina, there is a golf event, a senior golf event called the SAS Championship. And early in the week, there's something called the Executive Women's Day, where about 200 executives from healthcare and tech gather. And you hear great speakers. Well, talking to Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, they were like, how can we turn this into a podcast? What can we do with podcasting?
Right.
And so together we came up with a concept where we would go to that event, set up our studio there at the event. We were actually in, of all places, the bridal suite at Prestonwood Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up shop there and got a host to do it, and we got 6 episodes from this event, from this live event. Anyway, we can go further into it, but it was so much fun to do that and come up with an idea for how we could turn a live event into a podcast.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier than you would think. And it's much more than just like recording what people are saying on stage and then like posting it online afterwards, because nobody cares about that.
Right.
And it was like super successful. And I got to talk to, I did my little roaming thing again. I got to talk to a lot of the people who were there, which I think also helps motivate people to listen, because everybody, at least one person at every table got interviewed, which means somebody's going to be listening for that interview, and the people around them might be like, well, I want to go hear what my friend said, you know? So it's a great marketing strategy for so many different reasons.
That's right. Okay. I didn't realize you talked to everybody, somebody from each table.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. So, just for context, while I was in the makeshift studio, CeCe just carried a roaming mic around and asked questions about like, why are you here? Well, who are you? Why are you here? What are you hoping to gain from this conference? Who was your favorite speaker? That type of thing. And then what it turned out that we put those in ad breaks. And y'all go check out the Executive Women's Day podcast, because it is, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but it is quality work that we were able to put together.
No, I completely agree. And I think that the main point that we wanted to accomplish was that it could live on past like the one day, like the conference could last longer than the one day. And it was just one day of work to create something that will last a really long time too. Yeah. So it's easy for everybody, because it was honestly in a lot of ways easier for us than trying to get schedule like 10 different interviews with all these different people at all these different times, days. Who do we need to edit first? What do we need to, like, everybody's all there. Yeah. Like, let's just get it done. And it was really efficient. And it turned out really well. I think I'm really proud of it too.
Yes, absolutely. And then how often do you get that much great talent in one spot?
Right. Yeah, only at conferences,
really. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So for this particular event, we had the CEO of the Association of Junior Leagues International. Mm-hmm. We had executives, like VP level executives from Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
Yes.
And from SAS. Mm-hmm. We had an executive from Enact Mortgage, and we had an executive from somewhere else. Oh, from the diversity movement, obviously.
Yes,
and that's
Jackie.
Jackie Ferguson. So she hosts the Diversity Beyond the Checkbox podcast and was gracious enough to be the host of this Executive Women's Day podcast, which turned out to be awesome. But to your point, like, the problem that we're solving with this is that when you go to a conference, there is such a thrill, a high, you meet all these people, you get all these business cards or connect with people on LinkedIn.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. I've got this call to action from this. I'm gonna connect with this person.
It's like business platonic speed dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then a few days later, you go back to your old boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Or you go back to your old girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But what I mean is, like, you go back to your day-to-day.
Right.
You go back to your day-to-day life and all the things that you have to accomplish, and you kind of quickly forget the educational impact that it could have had on you. And you forget all the different calls to action, and you forget to connect with these different people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having a podcast to extend that high, to extend that life of the conference, is something that solves that problem, where weekly after this event, we are, for this next 6 weeks, we're gonna be putting out episodes from Executive Women's Day.
Right.
So, you know, that's something where the attendees of this conference can go ahead and listen to this. People that didn't attend the conference can go ahead and listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's marketing material for next year's conference.
Right.
As they say, as they want to give people an idea of what to expect at this, at the 2022 conference.
Yeah.
I think it solves a problem in a lot of different ways. So I'm excited to do more of them.
For sure. And I mean, you get a much deeper dive into what it is that those people are talking about, like you were saying.
Mm.
But also for me, my attention span is not super long. And so if you ask me to sit through 8 hours all at once of people talking about different things, I'm only going to retain so much. But when you have these longer interviews afterwards that are a lot easier to digest, because like you can do something else while you listen to it, or you can only listen to one chunk at a time, it makes what those people have to say a lot more easy to understand and a lot more valuable, I think, because of that.
That's really true. So like, you know, when I went to the table that we had, and I was listening to Patsy Doerr, who is episode one of the Executive Women's Day podcast, and she was a keynote speaker. She's speaking for 50 minutes or an hour or something like that. You know what? She was awesome, like super polished, but my mind was wandering.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, I'm trying to look at the crowd and be like, who should I be connecting with here? You know, at the next way we can, at the next time we can network.
Well, you're distracted. There's so many people in that room.
Yeah.
And so many things to pay attention to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so when we get her in the room for the podcast, you know, I was so much more focused on her interview and could think about, okay, well, what's the next question I would want to ask her and help Jackie out if she needs help. But then I'm thinking about it as I'm, if I'm listening to the podcast itself, well, I'm probably going for a run. I'm probably doing dishes. I'm pretty much focused on, you know, this actual content. And it's different content than what she did with a, you know, more polished keynote speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the other side of things is something like Dr. India Perry, who was on a panel. Well, when you're on a panel, what do you get really, like 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, of actual talking, because you've got to split it amongst other people.
Right, right. And like Courtney and Dana were there from the Hustle and Gather podcast. As she's on this panel, they're like, we have to have Dr. Perry on Hustle and Gather podcast. And we did end up making that happen. Dr. Perry is going to be on the Hustle and Gather podcast.
Yes.
But she was speaking in these metaphors and had these amazing quotes and everything.
Yes.
And she was awesome. And she was able to bring that back to the Executive Women's Day podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just great to do that. Oh, and then there were power presentations.
Yeah.
So like Jackie from the Diversity Movement was able to do a power presentation. That's only 10 minutes.
Right.
Dr. Granick, who we forgot to mention, Dr. Debbie Granick, who's a therapist.
Hers was so funny though. I could have listened to her for a long time.
Yes, she was actually entertained. She had the crowd on their feet, literally.
Yes.
Not for a standing ovation, which they could have given, but for like doing a hug yourself type thing and like doing self high fives, I think it was. She was awesome.
But I mean, no matter how good it is though, like you're always gonna want to hear more. Like Jackie was trying to talk about all of how to be a diverse and inclusive and equitable workplace. And like, you can't do that in 10 minutes. There's just no way.
No, no, definitely not.
Yeah, it took her hours and hours and hours of training to be able to give that, like hundreds of hours of training to be able to give that presentation. She was supposed to boil it down to 10 minutes. How the heck are you supposed to do that?
Right, you know, it's funny when I approached her and said, hey, they want you to do a presentation. It's only 10 minutes though. And she's like, okay, well, what's it on? And and I was like, well, they want it to be on DEI.
Yeah.
And she just laughs. So, I mean, obviously she narrowed it down quite a bit to just DEI.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
But you get her in the room for 45 minutes. She can talk still not about everything that you need to know in DEI because she's got a whole podcast about it. But she can talk a lot more deeply about what, you know, she could have said on stage had she had more time.
Yep. So that was the Executive Women's Day podcast, and that just happened as we're recording this. That happened last week, and we're able to put up episode one this week, so 1 week later.
Yeah,
so
really quick turnaround on that, too.
Very quick turnaround, and we're going to have episodes launching every week from now on. By the time this airs, we'll probably be on episode 3 or 4, I would imagine, of the Executive Women's Day podcast. But also after this airs, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, wait, does that mean that we can talk about the other thing then?
Yes.
Because we're going to do it again.
Yes. That's exactly it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we are going to do the same thing at Innovate Raleigh Summit, which is next Friday, which is also really exciting because we're going to get to talk to so many entrepreneurs and so many people that I, like I always say, that I've spoken to so many times but never actually gotten to meet, which I think will be really cool.
Yeah.
And we just, it's reassuring because we'd already been in talk to do this before the Executive Women's Day. It's reassuring to know that that went so well. So like we can get excited to do it again. And this one has a happy hour. So we love that.
It does. Yes, it is Friday from 1 to 5 or 1 to 5:30 and then a happy hour afterwards. Look out.
Right.
Like, yeah, I am definitely Ubering home from that one. But yeah, so the some of the speakers there are going to be, I mean, just power brokers in Raleigh.
Right.
Adrian Cole, Marianne Baldwin, Johnny Hackett from Black Friday, some others where I'm just so excited to hear them. And then some lesser known names as well.
Right.
Like Jason Johnson, for example, from Hup Kitchens. I really want to hear him speak and learn more about what he's doing.
Right.
It's going to get into, you know, financing in Raleigh. It's going to get into, you know, what's exciting about Raleigh. What are you concerned about in Raleigh?
Right.
And all these great panelists, all these great speakers, again, will be on stage, and then coming off the stage, they'll be able to unpack what they said and, you know, go beyond just their conversations,
right,
or their speeches in podcast format. So, yeah, very excited about that. And by the time this airs, I don't know if we'll have already published one or not. But yeah, anyway, if it's something that you're listening to this and you're like, oh, wait a minute here, you know, this is something where I'm part of a live event, or I think I could use a podcast from my live event.
Right.
You know, let us know, because this is something that we want to do more of. It's great for everybody involved. All these people that are awesome speakers are in one place at the same time, and it's a chance for you as a conference organizer or somebody who's involved in a conference to go ahead and gather all that content for next year or for a podcast or for whatever you tend to use it for, and get the great, sorry to be biased, but great audio. Listen to, yeah, Executive Women's Day, and you'll hear what I mean for the show.
Well, I mean, I feel like I've never heard of anybody doing this before, and that seems kind of crazy to me because it works so well. Now I can't imagine like doing a conference without getting this kind of content,
right,
from it afterwards, because it is just that one day.
Yeah.
And if you can make it live on, you might as well.
Well, here's the thing is the people that put these conferences on work so hard,
yes,
on them for months.
Right.
And when they get to the event, like when I went into Prestonwood Country Club the other day and saw the setup for it, I was like, whoa. And mm-hmm. I hope they are proud of what they put on.
Right.
Because of all the work that they put into it. And then you don't want that conference to end at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Or you don't want, yes, it will end at 5 o'clock.
But, unless there's happy hour.
Right, unless there's happy hour. yes, it will end, but you do want it to live on because of all the work that you've put into it.
Right.
So.
Well, out of sight, out of mind. People are going to forget about it completely.
Well, yeah, they're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And so with this, we can let this be the next thing,
yes,
that they're looking forward to.
Yeah, it builds so much more of the conference's brand in somebody's head to have it.
Yep.
Perfect. But we know that if you're planning a conference, you're probably really stressed and you don't want to do all of this by yourself. So you can just hire us and we'll do it instead.
Yes, absolutely. We got you.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. If you are interested in getting a podcast from your live event, visit us at earfluence.com. Mm-hmm. Email us info@earfluence.com. Connect with us on all the social medias, mm-hmm, at Earfluence Media. And then listen to the Executive Women's Day podcast, mm-hmm, to see what we can do. So anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. So for Cece Huffman, I'm Jason Gilliken, and we will see you next time on the Earfluence podcast.